Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome on this Monday, the 22nd of May, year of our Lord, 2023. I'm David Nye. Bradley Dean is in Arizona. He's got two events there. He's going to be rocking the boat in Arizona, which is not a small feat considering how it is landlocked, but he'll find some way to rock the boat. So Bradley Dean is in Arizona. I'm David Knight, and you can find my show at thedavidknightshow.com, but it's a real honor to be able to do this show. Let me begin before I get into something I'm very concerned about, and that is the fact that they're looking at minting millions of new felons in a couple of weeks. The Biden Justice Department, or the ATF, whichever way you want to look at this. But before we get into that, I just want to talk about some of the news items at the top of the hour. We have Tim Scott getting into the presidential race. I see him as getting into the veep stakes, the sweepstakes to become vice president. That's what Nikki Haley is in. They both got about the same amount of money, $22, $25 million that they picked up from various people. I think that they're jockeying for position as a vice president, not as a serious presidential candidate, either one of them. It's the same type of thing that Lala Harris did, Kamala Harris. I call her Lala Harris because she's a space cadet. But Lala Harris never got more than 1% of the vote anywhere. But she was somebody that they wanted on the ticket for some kind of a demographic match. And she's younger, female, person of color. So she's a great match for Joe Biden. That's why they put her on there. That's why you've got people who are running as vice presidential candidates, I think. And it was made pretty clear as Nikki Haley was taking some shots at DeSantis. She says, we've been waiting for you. I think both of them are going to be attacking DeSantis, but I think that they'll hold their fire with Trump. Certainly, they don't want to get his attention, and I think they're going to essentially be going after DeSantis. And I don't have a horse in this race. You know, usually when we take a look at the elections, I play the song from Guys and Dolls. I got the horse right here. His name is Paul Revere. can do. This horse can do. I don't see a Paul Revere horse. I don't see a horse. I don't see anybody riding something toward liberty. I don't see anybody warning us about the true dangers, really. And we got some of that with DeSantis, some of that with RFK Jr., but with both of them, I have enough concerns that I'm going to tell it like it is. I'm not going to I'm going to say what my honest concerns are with both of them in terms of RFK Jr. I would still like to hear and have not heard an explanation as to why, when he focuses so much on free speech as having been a victim of massive censorship, why hasn't he disavowed what he said 10 years ago, 15 years ago, about locking up people who disagreed with the climate false flag? I call it the climate MacGuffin. You know, it's a term from Alfred Hitchcock. The MacGuffin was simply whatever they needed to advance the plot. And the climate change agenda is a MacGuffin, if ever there was a MacGuffin, just like we had the pandemic MacGuffin. We had when this whole thing began, when I was in high school, that's how old I am, first Earth Day, it was all about global cooling. We were going to go in a new ice age, and that continued for about 8 years. But the first Earth Day, the real issue was depopulation. Paul Ehrlich and the population bomb. That was what they were primarily concerned with. And, of course, to control population in many different ways, they have to control not only the number of us, but they have to control everything that we do. So they need fewer humans and total control over those who remain. And it didn't matter that they just did a complete 180 and went from global cooling to global warming and then just said, forget about it. The climate is changing. I don't know which direction it's going to go. They're still kind of hanging on the warming side, but they don't know. And the burden of proof is on them. And what we've seen is 50 years of false prophecies. What do we do with false prophets? Well, if you're a Christian or Judeo-Christian, you take them outside the camp and you stone them. I'm not suggesting that we do that. That kind of sounds like what RFK Jr. wanted to do to his opposition. But I think it's incumbent upon him to give us an explanation about that. And, of course, I'm going to be talking about gun control here in a moment. I certainly don't think that RFK Jr. is on our side when it comes to gun control. I don't think he's on our side when it comes to murdering unborn children or even the LGBT aspects of that. He is on our side when it comes to war, when it comes to pushing back against the central bank digital currency. He just spoke at a large Bitcoin event, very supportive of that. I'm not a big Bitcoin fan. I'm a fan of gold, but I see cryptocurrency as something that gives people an alternative to the centralized control. They demand that there be one way to do this all. And so with crypto has now become the target of American regulators. There's absolutely no question about it. They are on a path to kill crypto and also on a path to kill small and medium-sized banks. Both of those are in the works. And so when you look at the alternatives, I want to keep the alternatives going. And there's other alternatives that we need to be exploring at the state level. I don't see Washington as being the source of solving our problems. I see it as the biggest problem that we face in this nation. This is central government. And I don't think that one person is going to be able to change anything. So I'm not looking for a savior. I've already got one, Jesus. And I'm not looking for a political savior in Washington. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that we need to take control of our lives and take control of this stuff back. But, you know, it's one more issue that's in Washington that I'll talk about. And I began my program with this morning. By the way, my program airs Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon. Very few. We broadcast it live, and we also put it up. You can find the links at thedavidknightshow.com. Very few commercials in it because it's a podcast, and so it's kind of free form, but it's almost entirely 3 hours. And one of the things I began with was all of this drama, melodrama, about raising the debt ceiling or defaulting on our debt. And how Biden and Warren are saying, well, you know, we've got the 14th Amendment, and the 14th Amendment says you can't repudiate the public debt, and so Congress can do whatever it needs to keep that going. Well, first of all, it says Congress, not the executive branch. Secondly, there isn't anybody talking about repudiating the debt. They're talking about stopping an increase of the debt and repudiating an increase in the debt. So it's not anything that most people think is going to happen. If it does happen, they'll do some things like closing some parks that you want to keep open. But as they did that in the past, they were kept open by state government. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight in for Bradley Dean.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Spring. spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome. Hi, welcome back. And I'm David Knight. Sorry, we had a little bit of problems with the audio there. Bradley Dean is in Arizona. He's got a couple of events there. I mentioned that before, and I'm guest hosting for him today. I was talking before we went to break about what was happening with the 14th Amendment and the raising the debt ceiling, defaulting perhaps on the debt. None of those are really anything that we need to worry about. As a matter of fact, the worst case scenario, if they were not able to continue to increase the debt, that means that they would have to back off of some of the spending increases that they put in there. They would still be able to honor the debt, so the 14th Amendment would not kick in there, except perhaps to have something like a balanced budget amendment through the back door. Imagine that. What would you do with that? So it is necessary for us to stop increasing the deficit at this exponential rate. With the about $6 trillion that we've been seeing adding every year since the last year of Trump's administration, we have now gotten it over to over $30 trillion. It will get to $40 trillion at this rate in just a couple of years. And, of course, interest rates are going up rapidly as the Federal Reserve has decided they're more than happy to drive us into a recession in order to save the dollar. They think that's going to save the dollar. And so we could very rapidly go from the situation that it is right now where the interest on the debt is about 12.5% of intake to about 50% of the federal government's intake. We don't want that to happen. So, again, don't worry about that. The 14th Amendment, again, the executive branch has absolutely no authority to do something about that, to honor the public debt. That is the Congress, and they don't have to raise the debt ceiling in order to honor the public debt. Biden obviously is not very worried about it because he went this weekend to Hiroshima, G7. And as I looked at that and what came out of it, promises to send F-16s to Ukraine, I thought, are they trying to tell us something in a subtle way about holding this meeting in Hiroshima? It seems like they are trying to push us into a nuclear war, doesn't it? And, of course, it was several months ago, back in February, I believe it was, when we first started hearing the U.K. saying that they wanted to send F-16s to Ukraine, but they were being kind of cagey about it. And there's a reason for that. They cannot just unilaterally make that decision to send those jets to another nation. Part of the agreement when they get those F-16s from the U.S. is that they have to agree that the U.S. is going to consent to that being sent. And that is what Biden has now done. And so many of the people that were there were saying, this is going incredibly fast. We're really, this is far more than we hoped for. I say it was far more than we feared. Because this is going to be used. We saw in the documents that were released on Discord, remember that? We had the soldier who leaked that to his friends who were in a video game playing group on Discord. And we saw from that that Zelensky plans to use this against Russia, not just against Crimea. That would be inflammatory enough in terms of bringing us to a nuclear war. Somebody needs to start talking about how they're going to de-escalate this and move for peace. I read a description of Bakhmut, which just fell as he was at that G7 meeting. Beautiful town, tree-lined streets, and a lot of very unusual, unique things there, is now in smoldering ruins for their geopolitical ambitions. And I've talked about this in the past. I've played on our show many times. In 2019, Zelensky and his crew were elected on a campaign of peace. He was a TV comedian, and he sent a man named Arestovich as a peace negotiator because they'd already had 5 years of civil war. And as he was speaking to Ukrainian television, they asked him, what are the chances for peace? He said, none. They said, isn't there anything that we can do? And he goes, oh, it's going to get far worse. He said, in 3 years, he said this in 2019, in 2022, he said, there will be full-on war with Russia. And the woman who was interviewing him was astonished. She said, that's horrible. That's horrible. And he goes, no. No, it's not. He says, the good thing is that even though Ukraine will be devastated, it'll be havoced was the term that translators used. Even though Ukraine will be havoced, we'll get into NATO. I'll get my club membership, you know, my frequent flyer miles and all the rest of this stuff. Trips to Bilderberg, maybe. I don't know. But he wasn't concerned about that at all. Just a cold-blooded killer, and they all are, when you take a look at what they're going to do, what they're willing to do. This is what we should be concerned about. Where is the concern for the lives of Ukrainians? Where is the concern about pushing this into a nuclear war? Because, again, Russia has now said, well, we're declaring that Crimea is Russian territory. So if they use it against Crimea, Russia may escalate this, probably will escalate this. If they fly these missions into Russia, as Zelensky has mentioned he desires to do, that definitely will escalate it. Let's talk about the escalation against Americans here in the United States by Joe Biden, who wants to escalate his attack on the Second Amendment. And let me begin by taking a look at this case of a man who killed a teen that he accused of being, quote, a Republican extremist. He has been given, I think, a very light sentence, a maximum of 10 years. A 42-year-old North Dakota man who admitted to killing an 18-year-old by running him over with his SUV because he was, quote, part of a Republican extremist group, faces a maximum of just 10 years in prison. And they'd originally charged him with just vehicular manslaughter, but then eventually after people were outraged about this, upgraded it to murder. Part of the reason that they had to do that was because an autopsy revealed that the fatal injuries did not occur when the 18-year-old was hit by this guy's SUV, but he was on the ground when that happened. In other words, the guy ran over him at least once. And so when you look at this, it's very much like the situation that we've seen with the Waukesha Christmas parade. You know, we had the shooting in Nashville. I'm in Tennessee, where you had six people killed, three of them children, and a lot of other people wounded. You had eight people who were killed with the man driving an SUV, targeting people, targeting children in a Christmas parade, targeting a bunch of grandmothers in a group called the Dancing Grannies, deliberately running them down, as this guy did. And do they care about the murder weapon? Do they want to ban SUVs for everyone for this reason? Yeah, they do want to ban SUVs before the climate MacGuffin. But not because it'll be used by some malevolent, crazy person to commit murder. And, of course, the SUV is just a tool, just like a gun. The difference is that with a gun, you have a chance of defending yourself against somebody who is using another gun to come after you. I guess you could say you could do the same thing with a car, turn it into a demolition derby. Again, going light on this, no SUV control, but they do want gun control, and they want pistol brace gun control with an executive order. And they're willing to make felons out of, according to the ATF's own estimates, 3 to 5 million American citizens. It threatens 40 million firearms that are out there. But again, it's a guess. The ATF doesn't even know. Thomas Massey tried to get an answer from the current head of the ATF, could not pin him down. He said, here is a pistol brace. You signed off on this, and you said it was okay. Now you're going to charge people with a felony for having... Well, I can't tell if that's the same one or not, and I got, you know, just a slippery weasel. But as of June 1st, the Biden pistol ban is set to go into effect, criminalizing ownership of an estimated 40 million firearms currently in possession by law-abiding citizens. They get up to $250,000 in fine and a hefty prison sentence as a felon. And this is, of course, based on the false idea that the executive branch, the president, can do gun control by executive order. Where was that first done? Bump stocks. A very, very dangerous precedent. And this is the way it always begins. It always begins. The thin end of the wedge always begins with something that is non-consequential, that people don't care about, the bump stock, for example. But once they establish that principle, then they make it more and more significant. The pistol brace is more significant, more widely owned than the bump stock. And then, of course, Biden has tried his hand at other ghost gun executive orders and things like that. ATF's bump stock rule was estimated to have affected 520,000 Americans, whereas the pistol brace ruling affects 80 times more law-abiding citizens. Gun Owners of America has a lawsuit in the Fifth Circuit Court with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. This is the same one that recently overturned the ATF bump stock. So we'll see what happens with this. I've got more to say about this and the history of this particular type of gun control, the danger if we let the regulatory bureaucracies enact this gun control. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
And I'm running for President of the United States.
The enthusiastic announcement by South Carolina Senator Tim Scott making it official. Scott joins a growing Republican field expected to grow by one more Wednesday when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis makes his announcement. A new deal hopes to help fix a serious problem with the future of water supply for more than 40 million people. California, Arizona, and Nevada have agreed to cut millions of gallons they take from the Colorado River. President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy set to meet today to talk about the budget and the debt ceiling. ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. Word that gas prices are up slightly. The nationwide average is now $3.54 a gallon. The lowest average price is Mississippi at $2.97. The highest in California, $4.80 a gallon. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I'm David Knight filling in for Bradley Dean. Bradley is in Arizona. A couple of events there. Check it out if you're nearby. You'll find me at the David Knight Show Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. You can find it at thedavidknightshow.com, places where you can listen to the stream live or places where you can get the show or the podcast afterwards. Before we went to break, I was talking about the ATF and its new pistol brace rule, and the havoc that it is going to unleash. And it's a very strange thing how something that was novel and new when Trump did it with the bump stock has now become the default method of regulation. You can stop this with a joint resolution from Congress, both the House and the Senate, but other than that, it goes through, they pretend. How did this become the default? How did we get to both taxation without representation and regulation without representation? And why won't they do anything about it? It truly is amazing to see how the Constitution has been overthrown and power has been concentrated and how they removed all checks and balances as well as acting in total defiance of the Constitution. This is not our elected representatives. This is the ATF. This is the executive branch. And, of course, it was the ATF and the executive branch under Trump that did the bump stock, and now this is going to expand and metastasize. The GOA, the Gun Owners of America, has backed legislation targeting the root of this particular issue in terms of the Second Amendment, but it is a much broader issue about how power has been turned over from the congressional branch to the unelected bureaucrats. But in terms of firearms, the Gun Owners of America have targeted the root of the issue with the Short Act. The act itself would remove short-barreled rifles and shotguns and ATF's favorite weapon, quote, any other weapon, AOWs. It's almost like AWOL. Absent without permission from us, huh? From the constitutional regulation of the National Firearms Act. Lastly, Gun Owners of America fought with allies in Congress to bring the ATF's pistol rule brace under scrutiny via the Congressional Review Act. And this is why I say, how did regulation without representation become the default? As they say, for those who are unfamiliar with the Congressional Review Act, it allows Congress to file a joint resolution of disapproval to overturn agency rulemaking. You see, Congress does not want to take responsibility as the federal government's reach gets broader and broader and deeper and more pervasive into everything that we do. They would much rather have a situation where the regulations come from the bureaucracy, and then if people are really upset about it, then Congress can come in and overrule that rule. And they can appear to be saviors on a white knight, you know, white horse, you know, knights on a white horse to come in and save people from the bad regulatory agency. When the real problem is that they abdicated this kind of power to them in the first place. They should never have the ability to make what is effectively law without our approval, regulation without representation. And what's even worse is that when the ATF or any other bureaucracy, look at the FAA, for example, said, well, we got a new idea. You're going to have to register all drones that are more than the weight of a couple of paper clips a few years ago. Remember that? Said, if you want to register that, it'll cost you a nominal fee, you know, $10, $20. I forget what it was. But if you didn't register it and they saw you flying that, they would hit you with $20,000 as a fine. That's excessive. You know, we have the Eighth Amendment to protect us from that, but of course it doesn't. And you are guilty if they say you did it. You don't have any due process. You don't have any presumption of innocence. And they don't have to find you guilty in a due process procedure. They just assess the fine, and it can be excessive. And we saw that with the back and forth on airplanes over the arguments over masks and other things like that. People getting thousands of dollars of fines for not having a mask and for talking back to the authoritarian stewardess or steward. And so now the when we look at what is happening, we have a new precedent where the Trump, president, and it was first done by Trump, can unilaterally come after the Second Amendment and infringe on it in every way possible. And that is now the standard. And if you want to stop this, then Congress has to act to stop the encroachment or the infringement. That is exactly the opposite. But, of course, that is what the federal government has assumed now. Rather than having the 10th Amendment, which says everything is prohibited to the federal government unless it is expressly given to them, they say, well, we have power over everything unless it is somehow expressly prohibited to us. And that's what the bureaucracy has become. It's become a reflection of that kind of concentration of power. So as we look at this moving forward, they said that, again, they're looking at 3 to 7 million people that may be guilty of a felony if they start enforcing this in a couple of weeks. And at the current time, this has come out of the House committee, but that's it. That's as far as it's gotten. You could get a ruling on the House within the next 2 weeks, but I doubt you're going to get anything from the Senate as well. So the U.S. House Judiciary Committee has advanced a resolution to stop this. However, I don't think that that really will. The ATF had recognized during the Obama administration that the stabilizing braces had a legitimate function in the same way that they had no problem with bump stocks. But in the under the Obama administration, it was under the Trump administration that they started doing this. As a matter of fact, if you go back to December 2020, remember this is in between the election of November 2020, January 6th, January 20th. Yeah, this is in the transition period. And Trump had the Trump administration, after doing bump stock bans, had moved to ban these stabilizing braces that Biden has now done. And I mention this because it's very important. With all that was happening with the election, most people were not paying attention to this. This had begun back in 2019. And you had gun rights groups fighting the Trump administration on this. And I guess at that point in time, Trump was looking at what was happening with the election, what was happening in January. He wanted to have allies instead of enemies, so he pulled this back. They characterized it as, quote, a great victory. The Trump administration pulls the stabilizing brace ban, and that was in December of 2020. But he had set the precedent of doing gun control not through a Congress that is violating the Constitution that says you shall not infringe. It's bad enough when our elected representatives violate the Constitution that they swore to uphold. But now it becomes even worse. Now we have the president and the executive branch deciding that they will violate the Constitution that they swore to uphold. And the regulatory agency is not accountable even to the voters in any way, shape, or form. So Eric Pratt, who was a senior vice president of gun owners at the time, said it was a great victory. He said gun owners will have to stay vigilant, however, because the ATF might try to reimpose similar regulations next year. He was right. That was December 2020. The ATF said the people who bought the devices in good faith, this was in December 2020, would have their registration applications expedited and wouldn't have to pay the taxes typically associated with firearms that fall under the purview of the National Firearms Act. Pratt sarcastically applauded the Trump administration for agreeing to waive the tax. He said, what a compromise. Honest gun owners get to add themselves to the ATF's National Gun Registry, and the ATF won't charge them $200 to do it. Oh, isn't that nice? And yet the same people in the ATF then are there now, pushing this through. Reason Magazine over the weekend said Trump's disregard for the rule of law is at least as bad as Biden's. And it's true, as you can see, just with the firearm issue. But they said sometime this month or next, the Supreme Court is expected to tell Biden that he cannot forgive $400 billion in student loan debt. I'm sorry, this is not over the weekend. This is about a week and a half ago. And remember, he piggybacked that on the executive order of a state of emergency, the health emergency that began on March the 13th, that Friday the 13th in 2020. Now, Biden doesn't have any leg to stand on. He doesn't have any prevarication that he can use because he's removed that particular executive order. He claimed that because it was an emergency, he could forgive student loan debt. And, of course, that was a stretch, to put it mildly, but now he doesn't even have the executive order. But as Reason was pointing out, this is a bipartisan tendency to put personal preference above the law. And we've seen this now in both Trump and with Biden. During his town hall on CNN with Caitlin Collins, she asked Trump why he retained thousands of presidential records. And he said, I have the absolute right to do whatever I want with them. As Collins pointed out, that's not true. Under the Presidential Records Act of 1978, the U.S. shall reserve and retain complete ownership, possession, and control of presidential records. Then Trump noted that Congress enacted that law because Richard Nixon had, quote, a lot of problems, unquote. Specifically, Nixon had threatened to destroy presidential documents that Congress thought should be protected to promote transparency and preserve the historical record. We saw this being done with Sandy Berger. Do you remember that? He's become a poster child for the National Archives, saying, regardless of who this person is or the high title that they had once had, you don't let anybody in unattended to take documents, because Sandy Berger stuffed a bunch of documents pertaining to 9/11 in his pants, smuggled them out, destroyed them. And then he got a slap on the hand, you know, for doing that. And, of course, that's the other part of this. They have not prosecuted this with anybody except for Trump. And, of course, the reason that they're doing that is because they know that that makes Trump more popular, and they want Trump to be the nominee. But, again, Trump's idea that he has an absolute right to do this is the same thing that makes them regulate guns in defiance of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, both of them, both sides of the same coin. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm David Knight. Let's take a quick look at what is happening with COVID authoritarianism. We've had a lot of people coming out. Of course, we had a Supreme Court decision where Neil Gorsuch threw down on the whole approach that we've had these last 3 years, and it's about time. And, of course, he was leading a coalition of people to try to stop this, but they didn't have the votes until Darth Vader Ginsburg was term limited by God. And at that point, they got a 5-4 majority. It had been 5-4 and the other way. And so I want to read what he had to say. I've also got Dr. Michael Yaden, who used to be a vice president at Pfizer, said, I don't believe there ever was a pandemic. I believe this is all engineered. And as we look at this, the way this is being presented, we see, and they were taken to task by Zero Hedge. Wall Street Journal had a headline that said, if your toddler isn't talking yet, the pandemic might be to blame. And they said, no, if your toddler isn't talking yet, COVID authoritarians might be to blame. Well, that's getting closer to the truth. But I've got to say, if your toddler is not talking, if their social isolation is why babies and toddlers are not talking, why they're behind, what are you doing as a parent so that your child is socially isolated? Look, Sarah Toy, a reporter for the Wall Street Journal, that babies and toddlers are being diagnosed with speech and language delays due to academic setbacks. Well, we don't have academics for babies and toddlers. We have interaction with adults. Parents are what God provided. And so government is not tasked with that. And if you're doing your job as a parent, the COVID authoritarians can't isolate your child that way. You know, you had to be thoroughly committed to putting them in an institution. If you want to have parental rights, there are responsibilities that come with that. And if you love your child, why wouldn't you interact with them? And, of course, that's what we see. We see the parents interact with the child, they prosper. If they're institutionalized, they don't. Social isolation, they said. Families were less likely to start therapy of babies and toddlers or to get their children evaluated during the pandemic. That's your job, parents. Zero Hedge said, well, we're sorry to inform the Wall Street Journal that the pandemic isn't to blame for why a generation of children has developed language disorders. It's the politicians, the public health bureaucrats, the teachers' unions who ferociously demanded government lockdowns and closures of schools. No, I'm sorry to inform Zero Hedge. The real buck stops with the parents, and that's what the real issue is. But again, Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president of Pfizer, has opposed this from the very beginning. From the very beginning, he said the jab is the issue, and the key issue that he saw coming from the jab that we're now seeing is sterilization. An early study showing the biodistribution in the very few animal tests that they did and then stopped it because they saw that it was the concentration was focused on the spleen, which cleans the blood, but the second highest place was the ovaries and reproductive organs. And they were orders of magnitude higher in concentration than anything else in the body. And so he was right about that. He said, I've grown increasingly frustrated about the way debate is controlled around the topic of origins. And it has frustrated me to no end for 3 years to see media, whether it's liberal or conservative, and even to see alternative media focusing on origins, origins, origins. We're way beyond that. You know, at this point, why are you worried about the origins of something that was not a pandemic, that did not kill people? And we're seeing now that what killed people was financially incentivized medical malpractice. The federal government was giving people massive amounts of money to identify people, even without a test. Just point the finger at them, do a clinical diagnosis, and say, I've got a COVID test here, $13,000 check written to you right there. You get them on a ventilator, $39,000. Guess what? Those two things together, it's more money than a ventilator costs. That's $52,000. Now you get to charge them every day of use until you kill them with bacterial pneumonia, which is what they found the mechanical ventilators were doing. Surprise, surprise. And so they were incentivized with that. We found out in August of 2020 that CMS, that's the people who run Medicare and Medicaid, were giving hospitals a 20% bonus for any patients that they had pointed the finger at and said they are sick with COVID. And the American Hospital Association pushed back at that time and said, wait a minute, you told us when this started. That was August of 2020. You told us when this started that you didn't have enough tests and the test didn't work. And you told us to do clinical diagnosis, and now you're saying you're not going to pay us? The whole thing was a financially incentivized medical malpractice. It was a crime from the get-go. So he said, I'm getting increasingly frustrated about the way debate is controlled around the topic of origins. He said, I have come to disbelieve that it has ever been in circulation. Concerningly, almost no one will entertain this possibility, despite the fact that molecular biology is the easiest discipline in which to cheat. Think about that. This is one of the reasons why so many people question the very existence of germ and virus theory. Germs you can see under a microscope. Viruses you can't. And so how do we determine its existence? Well, we determine it by mathematical extrapolation and other models and things like that that seem to predict the behavior. This is the same problem that we have with subatomic particles. You cannot observe them. And so you can come up with models, and that's one of the reasons why the models are constantly fluctuating. You know, do you have the Niels Bohr concept? Do you have Heisenberg's uncertainty principle? All these, they're all constantly changing. We see that with astronomy as well. But he says with the field of molecular biology, he says it's easy to cheat because you can't do it without a computer and without sequencing, which requires complex algorithms and, very importantly, assumptions. And so he says if you tweak the algorithms and you tweak the assumptions, you can hugely alter the conclusions. So this raises the question, says Dr. Yaden, of why there is such an emphasis on the media storm around Fauci and Wuhan and a possible lab escape. After all, the perps have significant control over the media, over independent journalism at present. He says, I put it to the readers that they've chosen to do this. He says, so who do I mean by they and by the perpetrators? He goes, well, there's a number of candidates who compete for the position, several of whom are named in an excellent five-part series, TCW, Anatomy of the Sinister COVID Project. But he says, it still doesn't answer the question. Why are they focusing on the genesis of the virus? He said, in my view, they're doing their darndest to make sure that you regard this event exactly as they want you to. Specifically, that there was a novel virus. I said from the very beginning of this, as a matter of fact, in December 2019, as they're starting to put this out, and they had this absurd story about, you know, the wet market at Wuhan. And I had been covering gain-of-function stuff for a long time. There was a lot of excellent research that was done by Allison Young, writing for USA Today. It's one of the reasons why they said we got to stop this gain-of-function research back in 2014, because she uncovered a lot of very reckless experiments, a lot of failed equipment, a lot of accidents that released pathogens and diseased animals into the environment. And so they put a moratorium on it at the time. And so I looked at it. Where are the Chinese biosafety level 3 and biosafety level 4 labs, 4 being the highest level? They had only one biosafety level 4 lab, as you all know now, and that was in Wuhan, right there where the wet market was. And so I said in December 2019, I said, that's very suspicious. We should be very concerned about that, perhaps. But then we started seeing all the footage, the fake footage, of young Chinese people walking down the street and then falling, and it looked about as fake as a 1920s Western when somebody gets shot, you know, to fall down. And then they started sealing people into facilities, and I said, that's the danger. If we let them lock us down, it's going to be hard to ever get this back. And I said, regardless of whether this thing is real or fake, regardless of even the worst-case scenario, that they engineered something and deliberately released it as a bioweapon, I said the worst way that we could respond to that would be to lock everything down. And on that Monday, following Trump's executive order, when it already started in California and New York, I said, do you remember the beginning of World War to the battle, beginning of the Battle of Britain, and the Germans were massed on the coast of France to attack Britain, but they were going to be invaded, and they put out the slogans everywhere, keep calm and carry on, and they had another one. Freedom is in peril, defend it with all your might. And I said, that is what we have to do today. We cannot be afraid of this. I said, I don't believe, as I look at these pictures coming out of China and how they lie to people, I don't believe this is real. And I said, even if it is real, I said, when you look at the situation that was happening with the Germans on the Normandy coast, that was a real threat. And a lot of people did die from that. But I said, we don't surrender to it. We don't give up our liberty because it's too hard to ever get that back. Going back to Dr. Yaden, he says, I'm not alone in believing that at the beginning of the pandemic, over time, I've seen sufficient evidence to cast strong doubt on the idea that there is a partial global coup d'etat. And I think that's all the time we've had. It was great going in. Thank you so much to Bradley Dane, folks. He's got 2 events in Arizona. Check them out. Go to thedavidknightshow.com to find out where our show is. Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.